say maybe it would take 10 minutes, 2 minutes. Other items on the agenda to deal with. Not only this, we have some other the other document and minutes that we need to go through before we go back into the house. So the time management is going to be critical. Why don't we give you then at least 5 minutes? Summarize what you think can be summarized in 5 minutes, and the other process falls into the process I've suggested we follow.
It's okay, Chair. Chairperson, like we have indicated, what we'll provide to the committee in terms of the quarter one and two is a cumulative process that will show how we have addressed what we attempt shortcomings in quarter one, going through to quarter two, but corrective steps going forward. So we'll definitely provide that, Chairperson. Now, Chair, the issue of capacity is a problem. If you really look at a maritime, for example, it is quite a problem. And I want to take it with this issue around the vacancy and the minister's statement. Chair, it is a reality. Look, while we have enough money this year, we don't have money in the outer years, next year and the year thereafter, and that's how we budget. But it is not a failure on our side. We were requested to reduce the budget on compensation by 1, 2, 3% for the next 3 years. But as a result of we were told the fees must fall, then some more money was taken unilaterally by Treasury. And they took money in the outer years. Now you see, it is a situation where you have money, you can afford at least 15 critical positions. But those positions are not funded next year. And that's the certainty we said we want from Treasury, because they created this problem. If Jefferson, a do-nothing situation, even does not help us, if you don't feel anything and we limp like we are doing, we will be short of 5 million, that's what the CFO was saying, next year. And 4.7 million and another 5 in the third year. Now we want Treasury to rectify those. They talk about something called exclusive and specific appropriation. And they say it is in an act. Even Treasury, they say they can't do it. They cannot correct that situation. They put us into this situation. We've got three DDGs that have been advertised and interviewed. We want to fill them like yesterday. By the way, we have a Section 38, PFMA Section 38, that you cannot knowingly incur an authorized expenditure. So those are the dilemmas we're sitting with. We'll appoint people today, we won't be able to pay them next year. And once you appoint a person, you promise him to pay him until he retires, resigns, or whatever, or national attrition. That is the question around personnel. It is not resolved. It needs to be resolved. In our case, we went to Treasury 3 times. They understand us. They hear us. They were willing to help us. And you get a sense when you come out of Treasury that you've got a favorable year. You come out of Treasury, you get an E&E letter or estimate letter that proposes more cuts when you have requested more money. So that's the dilemma we are sitting with. But we are not sitting down. That includes other critical positions. It's about another 14 chief director positions that we need to fill. This past weekend in the papers, we have advertised the position of the Director General and another DDG position, ITP. So that's the fourth DDG position. So we are running those processes and hoping that we'll get favors from National Treasury to correct the wrong thing that they have done. It's not our fault. That is the issue around personnel. And we are not happy. Nobody can be happy to come here or to come here and talk 0% achievement in a branch. And the colleagues Well, it can testify how we felt when we realized that that is unacceptable. We actually, in one of the targets in maritime set, a concept document is probably what you prepare to go and do the work. Why don't we get the terms of reference, the scope, what informs us when we say we want this document, and turn that into a concept document we would have achieved. Now, that is to an extent we really wanted to deal with the areas of non-performance, Chair. But I just wanted those to be cleared out. We are not happy. We will not be happy. Nothing short of in the upwards of 90% will make us happy, and we'll never be happy about it. And limping as we are, everybody's acting, including myself today. The people who are seated here. So, and that is the reality in the department. I will definitely not be tempted to go deeper, but I think in terms of we promised meetings, we promised stakeholder consultations, and in terms of outcomes, while we were trying to say how far we are with a particular decade, we were trying to indicate that those have now happened, have been happening, but we will provide the response per incident. Now, maybe just this last one, Chair. This one needs to be corrected. There's nothing wrong with a target or KPI that says maritime parallel IMO parallel event hosted by 2020. And there's nothing wrong with the English in there. We want that to have been hosted by 2020, and that becomes a target. Yeah. No, it could be an issue around shorthand on the presentation, but it is exactly that. No, it is an event that as a target for 2010 to be hosted by 2020. Yeah. Will be hosted by 2020 as a measurement, to be hosted as an objective, and will host again as an activity. So the English is very clear, Chairperson. Okay, let's leave out the English, Chair. We will do it. Okay. No, but I wanted to indicate that the verb hosted, as in past tense, is deliberate. It's not wrong. No, as a measure, it suffices, Chair. Okay, all right. Okay, let's accept that perhaps my English is not as good as that. Now, Chair. We are more or less done with when we will provide the rest of the responses.
Yeah, acting DG, it's no use going to war on that issue. It's not helping. The thing is that you are intending to host this by 2020. You will host it in 2020. Yeah, we agree with you. We should host it as a country. So, but can we leave this debate there. Acting DG, the more you give a response, the more I get worried, particularly when it comes to the issue of vacancy and top management. The Treasury can't shut off the department. There is a current approved departmental organogram. Approved, funded, like that. Now, maybe you should do internal work yourself. Which other department of government has 8 vacant senior top management and 10 chief directors? 14 that are not filled and continue to be able to function like where they're supposed to function. I mean, you'll find that there will not be many maybe one or two, maybe one, actually. So the situation about the Department of Transport is dire. It simply cannot be allowed to continue in this way. So I think you will get the support of the committee on this one.
No, Chair, we really appreciate that, and I think we've been consistent in requesting any amount of support, 10%. I just want to give a scenario in 30 seconds. We have enough money to fill the positions. We don't have enough money next year to maintain even what we have. You see, initially the increment was 437 this year, million, and then 439 next year. Now, that is an anomaly. Chair, you said Treasury cannot shut us down. Treasury has done exactly that. It is not us. We went to Treasury and said, we can even identify areas where we can have money and we put it on compensation after they've taken money from us. And this is the department. And they said, compensation in government has been sealed.
Sorry.
The compensation in government has been sealed, and then the methodology that they said was introduced last year is called specific an exclusively appropriated budget item, that of compensation. It's only Parliament that can change the situation. They want to change that proposal this year now because we are told it's not only us, but we are the worst, they admit it. And they have caused this problem. When people have resigned, they say don't feel. And then when we don't feel, they take out money, they take money, and they took 32 million in the outer years, which is where we are today because of that dilemma of the national treasury. We have enough money, we can appoint close to 20 to 23 people. But those people, next year, we will not have money to pay for them, and that would constitute what I call the Section 38 of the TFMA.
But, you know, let's leave it there because you're not at fault. Treasury is the one that must fix this. How many vacant positions that Treasury has in the top management that are not filled like you have been affected by it? You'd find that there's zero. So I think that let's agree that we are moving on the basis of what the minister has said last week, that they have resolved this issue with Treasury because they are human, they can make mistakes as well. On the fees must fall. They can make mistakes because of the pressure, but the departmental organogram and staff establishment is agreed, is done. The department has to implement based on that. And if anybody is defaulted, is the DG of Treasury. Who signs the letter? So we'll call him to the meeting. But Chair, Acting DG, I am closing this discussion here. Let me just summarize. We would want to have a full action plan on the 6th of December, containing all the questions that we have presented. That at least give us a direction where we're going. You will have enough time to talk to the minister about that, including the vacant positions. That is going to be part of the document that we have to see. Honorable Svanda, I see your hand.
Chief, I support you maybe to close the meeting, but I'm a little bit concerned. There is an issue which is touchy to me that I've raised about the issue of the SCOPA.
Just since there is somebody from the rail program, Can I raise something about what I saw this morning? I saw a train coming this way. There were people even in between carriages, windows, wherever. At least if they are not serious about their lives, we must help them to be serious, to just to save their lives. That was a plan, just a planned disaster. This morning, it was coming to Cape Town. Thank you.
Chair, Scopa invited SANRAL to talk to them about the reported irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure. This was what was disclosed in their books by SANRAL and audited as such. SANRAL, as I was responding to, and then SANRAL prepared a presentation that, according to the committee, fell short of answering the critical questions, and they were requested to go back to refine their presentation and submission. And that is, they send the documents and the follow-up meeting is today. This is the meeting that is taking place today. The minister is there with Sandra. Tomorrow is Prasa. And if you would recall, Scopa this year are focusing on irregular, fruitless and wasteful expenditure, even on the entities and departments that have unqualified audit opinion. And Sandra has unqualified. Thanks.
You have taken note of the request on the Metro Rail issue. No, let me thank you, Acting DG, with your staff. We have not completed our agenda, honourable members. We would remain to complete what we have to complete because there's another item on the agenda to proceed with. Thank you very much. You are excused. And honourable members, can you all open your iPad for the minutes? The minutes are all soft copies on your machine. Remember, we're going paperless machines. No papers.
Yesterday, but it's also on the interface one of the teams for the documentation. So, want to email you a soft copy?
You can email again. Yes, it's not Transmesh.
They're all together.
They should be. Yeah,
there were four, five documents that I think, but I'm extending. Which members did you want to receive?
You send them now. Now.
Okay.
You got them?
On this advanced one, they are here. On this one, they are not.
Which one is advanced and which one is not?
This one. They are here, not on the
other. But it doesn't take the whole time. Is it taking that the driver receives hourly or 2 hourly or 3 hourly? So your cell phone will receive it directly, but then it will sync with your tablet, say, once a day.
Oh, let me, on Wi-Fi. And let me be that there. There you are. Finally, we will be there. The people see it when you cross over. So come on.
The problem with this file, the folder that comes in like this.
Does it come like that?
Yeah.
I think it might be a problem yesterday.
Once you written my attachment, it doesn't come through.
Yeah, no, they think it might be the way that it was set up.
The way my machine was set up? They set it up?
Yeah, that might be. They say it might be the remix because I erased that.
What program are you on?
That is a Word document, but I'm in Windows 10.
It's kickback.
Yeah.
It's the same as other documents.
Yeah, I told them it's a normal Word document, so they shouldn't be problems.
But let's read together. You've got them?
Yes.
All right. We're starting with a meeting of the 15th. Let's go page by page.
Very short
minute. Because the BRRR report, remember? The first page is got the agenda and the people who attended the meeting. Second page, the continuation of that, plus the presentation on the BRRR. And the presentation to the committee and considering the, and of course the issues that were dealt with there. And then the third point is just consideration of minutes. That's where the minutes, the meeting ends.
Mm-hmm.
You've got it?
Yes.
You agree with the minutes?
Yes, I move on those
minutes. Honorable Kako move and second it. You're always here. Then we move to the second and last minute, which is the 16th. And then we will do the same thing. The first page of the minutes is who attended, a list of people who attended the meeting. Continuation to the second page, and then consideration of ARTO amendment bill. Remember, it was discussion about the ARTO, that we must amend the report, that we must present it to the House, for the House to give us extension, and we amended that document. Remember, the document was tabled here. On page 2, we dealt with that, and the discussion 2.3 was that issue about the road Traffic Infringement Agency, ARTIA, dealt with the newspaper article that, you remember, there was an advert that they want a service provider. I'm reminding you.
Yeah.
While we're dealing with the bill, they're already advertising somebody to implement it. And then continue. And then, of course, the final consideration of the BRRR is 0.3, point four was the other matters that were raised, and that matter was a matter about rasa. And then going down, and then there was the Border Management Authority Bill that also has a bearing to the transport issue, and then the meeting adjourned at 11:30. And do you agree with the minute?
Yes.
I move adoption.
Second, Honorable Kalko second. Okay. Can you circulate?
I can circulate after the meeting.
Honorable members, Honorable Mlauzi, quickly, I'm just being told by the secretary that Artia rising of the our displeasure on the advert, that they have, there was a letter sent to them, so they've now responded onto the letter. I was suggesting to the secretary to circulate the response to members. I don't know what is the content of the response. You can speak to the content of the response, or is it better to circulate it?
I think it's better to circulate it because it's...
Yeah, we will circulate it to all the members. Anything else? Just a quick report again from the secretary. The long outstanding PRASA response. Remember, we asked a whole list of issues from them.
Yes.
Way back. That report is now being sent. The secretary is still going through it, but at a quick glance, there are things that are outstanding still from the information that she has. So she would also send us the copies. And can we say that when we notice the things that are outstanding, please send them a letter to remind them that these are the still outstanding issues. So that they can send them, and they must send this thing before Parliament rises. Okay. Tomorrow, PRASA appears before SCOPA. Members that are available, can they attend? Because we have been invited by the chair of the SCOPA. I'm having a committee of police tomorrow, so I won't be able to make it. Honorable Swande. You're hearing this, there is an invitation for the committee to attend a meeting of SCOPA tomorrow.
Yes.
Those who are available, can we give any, can have an indication that members will go?
Yeah.
You will go.
Yeah. I will go with ourselves.
Okay. Okay, all right. Okay, let's find that. That conclude our business. Sorry. Yes.
Sorry, Chief. I could just also. This might be our last meeting, as I understand it. I'm not sure whether we would have another one, but then I know we will have words of farewell. Can you be seated, member?
Yeah.
Thank you. I do understand that we will say our farewells in an official basis, but just my experience forces me to say thank you from my side for the great experience within this committee, the collegiality that I've experienced, also the great support from staff, the acting chairs that we had, and also our chair, Honorable Magatsi, has been a great experience. This has definitely contributed to my personal growth and development since I only came to Parliament in 2014, but really I can only applaud
the great attitude that I've experienced here, and also the friendships that are under development and growing, which is something I'm really grateful for, and I can just express my thanks and gratitude to everybody here. Thank you, Jay.
Yes.
On behalf of the economic freedom fighters, under the leadership of Cyril Julius Malema, the future president of the country, we thank you very much for the committee of transport. We're learning so many things here, the staff, the support you are giving us. It's a big department with about 12 entities. So it's not a simple portfolio committee. So we wish everybody a very Merry Christmas and prosperous New Year if we are not meeting again next week. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you, sir. Honorable Bande.
Chairperson. I don't know whether I must I put it on the behalf of the historic group, but in the absentia of our chairperson, who is a little bit ill, and also one of our members, Usbu, who is also ill, I'd like to join other forces, maybe to start with the staff. I wanted to say thank you very much to our staff to be patient, because I believe that perseverance is the mother of success. And to us, Nomuri will claim that he knows, no matter we came before other people. But this is a learning curve. We are always learning. To the colleagues from other parties, this is a teamwork. When we are here, we are not doing for your party. We are doing for the South Africa. Thank you very much to work together. No matter we change, when we come into the house, we behave like little kids, and we start to distance ourselves from each other, that I don't know you. So that is it's political. To our party in particular, colleagues, keep it up in that spirit. All eyes are on you. Wherever you are, keep it up. And I believe that we, during the festive season, it is unfortunately the department is gone. Normally, they do have a program of safety during December. Maybe they were going to take us on board to join them somewhere, but our eyes and ears must be always open so that we take everybody on board, because we are going to be measured at the end by performance, the work we have done. And every achievement is not for us, but it's for the country. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Well, you know, you reminded us that Honorable Makazi and Sbu Khadem, they are not well. I don't know, the Secretary, maybe whether we did manage to send a card. If you could just send and sign the card. I know Sbu was kept at here, Chris Barnard. I went to see him last week, and he was going to get only the result, whether he's going to be released today when he sees the doctor. So if you could send the card and just sign the card, it would be at least, it would go a long way that we're thinking about them when they are in the time of troubles and pains. Thank you, honorable members. That concludes the meeting.
Hey, you! Yeah.